Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Wearing sunscreen is critical if you want to protect your skin from the sun's damaging rays. But as Elena Wancha, assistant professor of biology at Brown University, explains, research is showing that our skin's natural response to protect itself occurs more quickly than once thought.
Being out in the sun gives us a suntan a day or two later. The darkening of the skin is due to melanin production in skin cells named melanocytes, and it is caused by the break of DNA strands by long wavelength UV light or UVB. Breaking DNA is an unfortunate event that, when not repaired properly, could result in cancer. Melanin protects skin cells against further DNA damage caused by UV. We wonder whether there is more to the way our skin cells respond to UV light. Using a UV lamp resembling sunlight spectrum and a fluorescent microscope, we ask whether skin is able to respond directly to the short wavelength UV or UVA, which amounts for about 95% of the solar UV radiation. We are also intrigued by how long it takes for the melanin-mediated protection mechanism to kick in. With these questions in mind, we exposed human melanocytes to doses of UV corresponding to seconds in the bright sun. To our surprise, the cells elicited a robust calcium signaling response, but only when we added retinal. Retinal suggested to us that the UV response is likely to be mediated by receptors related to those that detect light in the eye. And indeed, we found that rhodopsin is present in skin cells and required for the UV-induced signaling response. Moreover, UV worth a few minutes in the sun led to melanin production within 1 hour, much faster than the suntan after a day at the beach. Interestingly, both the calcium response and the early melanin production were caused by UVA. Our findings suggest that skin uses some of the same receptors as the eyes to detect UVA light within seconds of exposure, and that it starts eliciting a protective response within less than an hour.
That was Brown University's Elena Wancha. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.